Welcome to the Business Side this week with Lane Report Executive Editor Mark Green. I'm Alan Lytle. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Okay, so last week, President Trump made good on his promise to impose tariff hikes on imported steel and aluminum. And now economists are predicting some countries might retaliate with higher duties on American products like Harley-Davidson motorcycles and, maybe Kentucky bourbon. So let's talk specifically how this might affect Kentucky.
Well, the impact on Kentucky would be unknown at this point because these suspected retaliations haven't been laid out in any form or fashion. It at this point is looking to me like a mostly political theater. The metals industry, you know, that could these tariffs would potentially benefit Kentucky because Kentucky, as it turns out, is maybe the top producer of aluminum in the United States. We have cheap electricity. Aluminum requires a lot of electricity to smelt in the production process. So we have major aluminum facilities. We even have some significant steel. We have the largest stainless steel plant in the United States is in Kentucky on the river near Carrollton. There's very little importing of metal to Kentucky since we're such a big producer. I looked up the numbers, and the cost of tariffs for Kentucky, is projected by taxfoundation.org to be $143,000 total, and that's spread out a whole lot. One of the proponents of the tariffs from the administration was suggesting that they could add 0.5% to the cost of products in the United States. So that's pretty insignificant. The people aren't going to feel it in their pocketbook. But on the other hand, if some major importers of Kentucky bourbon said we're going to put some very strong tariffs on that, that could affect us and affect our jobs here. Bourbon employs 17,000 Kentuckians and is an $8.5 billion industry.
All right, sticking with metal for just a second, of course, the Toyota plant and the Ford plant, we have two big plants in Kentucky. What about the metal tariff on that?
Well, those are major users of metal, but one of the reasons that they're here is because most of that metal is made nearby. As I said, Kentucky is a major aluminum producer, and the Ford plants are going through a process known as lightweighting, where a lot of the components of vehicles, as much as they can, are shifting from steel to aluminum because it's a lot lighter and improves fuel efficiency.
All right, interesting. So bourbon is a huge export, certainly for Kentucky, but for the country as well. And they're very nervous about this.
Well, they are. These markets are affected by some of the psychology, but bourbon has become a big product worldwide. Kentucky bourbon, it's being cited as a potential target for retaliation because it is so well known. And the marketing of this could be significant. If people think bourbon's going to get a lot more expensive, they could avoid buying it without even knowing the reality. As we said, the tariffs that are being put on metals coming into the United States, they're a significant, I think, 15 and 25% tariffs, but there's just really not vast quantities of metal coming in here. It's seemingly significant political theater. There's marketing here by the administration that they're defending U.S. jobs, and they are, and Kentucky metal production could conceivably benefit from these tariffs. Now, we don't know what the impact could be on bourbon until some specific countries say what they would do. And if these countries really wanted to retaliate against Kentucky, they would target aerospace parts. That's by far our largest export sector.
All right, so what about Canada possibly being exempted from this? And Canada is a huge trading partner in Kentucky.
Yes, Canada is by far the number one export destination for Kentucky products. And the administration just in implementing their threat to impose the tariffs exempted Canada. And I think they suggested they might exempt Mexico as well. And, you know, those are our immediate neighbors and they're our biggest trade partners. Canada is Kentucky's biggest trade partner. So if Canada is exempted, then that again just lessens the impact even more.
Okay, so bottom line, this could be a lot worse for other states. Kentucky may not come out of this unscathed, but it will be in better shape because of the fact that we produce an awful lot of metal and aluminum right here in this state.
Yeah, it seemingly would be possibly a plus for Kentucky, but again, depending on whether there is indeed retaliation against our bourbon sector.
All right. Our guest today on the business side has been executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. You can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too, Alan. Nice talking to you.